This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him. We seek His help. We ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. We ask Allah to exalt his mention and grant him peace and upon his family and his companions and all those who follow them until the last day. My dear brothers in Islam, after the month of Ramadan came to a close and the weeks and the days went by, there is no doubt that every single one of us feels the effect of that upon our hearts, and we see the effect of that in our actions. And this is something that we should not be surprised about, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us in an authentic hadith, and the hadith is reported by the noble companion Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innal imana la yakhlaqu fi jawfi ahadikum kama yakhlaqu ath-thawb. Fas'alu Allah ta'ala an yujaddid al-imana fi qulubikum." He said that your iman wears out in your heart like your clothing wears out. So ask Allah the Exalted to renew the iman that is in your heart. There is no better example of this than what happens to us after the month of Ramadan. You see the people in this month of Ramadan, and they really worked as hard as they could, and they asked Allah for acceptance, and they strived in their prayer, in their recitation, in their acts of nearness to Allah, and their dua and their fasting and their charity. And then the month finished, and there was a time for many people when this carried on. But no doubt, as time goes on, you feel the effect of that upon yourself, and you look at yourself and you ask yourself, where am I now compared to where I was during the month of Ramadan? And when you do this, you feel that there has been an effect. You're living your life, and the passage of the days and the weeks has had an effect upon your heart. It's had an effect upon your iman. Because your iman wears out. It wears out through your sins. It wears out through the passage of time and becoming busy with the matters of the dunya. And it becomes worn out through the things that we see and we hear and we do and we experience every single day. So the first thing that we need to do is we need to look at our hearts, and we need to recognize when our iman goes up and down, and recognize when we started to slip. And then we need to take an action, or take action, in order to renew that iman, and in order to go back to that state of nearness to Allah that we achieved in certain times and certain days. So the very first thing that we need to do is we need to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal in repentance. Because one of the things, in fact the greatest of the things that wears away the iman in the heart, are the sins that we do. كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. All of the children of Adam make mistakes. All of the children of Adam sin. Every day that goes by and you're accumulating and adding up sins and mistakes and disobedience to Allah and ghafla, being unaware of what you are required to do and leaving off of obligations, and this has an effect upon your heart. Until a few weeks later and you turn and say, how did I end up like this? Just a few weeks ago, I was in the masjid for every single prayer, and I was reading my portion of the Quran, and I was standing to pray at night. And perhaps someone looks at themselves and says, now I don't see any of that at all. So the very first thing a person needs to do is to have the habit of constant istighfar and turning back to Allah and asking Allah to accept our repentance. And when you do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleans your heart. The next thing that all of us need to do is we need to ask Allah. We need to continue to make dua and to ask Allah for His guidance, and to ask Allah to renew the iman that is in our hearts, and to ask Allah to bring us back to where we were or better than that. And the third thing that we need to do is we need to look at those actions that we learnt during the month of Ramadan. Being attached to the masjid, reading a regular portion of the Quran every single day, giving charity, praying the prayer at night and the voluntary prayers, giving more time to our religion and putting our religion first. And when we do those things like we did in Ramadan, so the person will see the effect of that upon themselves as they go on throughout the days of the year. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We begin by praising Allah, the Lord of the worlds, by asking Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to his family and his companions. We have been talking about the effect that we see upon our hearts with the passage of time. As the days go by, we see ourselves in a different situation to how we were during the month of Ramadan, for example. And we said that this is something that happens because your iman in your heart, it wears out. And it becomes worn and it becomes old because of the things that we go through in our life every single day, the sins that we do, the disobedience that we do. And we said that one of the most important things that we need to have is we need to have regular and constant habit of turning back to Allah. We need to look at ourselves and recognize when our iman is falling. And then turn to Allah in repentance and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our repentance and to forgive us for our mistakes and to renew the iman that is in our heart. In this second part of the khutbah, I would like to share with you some of the things that a person can do which have a profound effect upon the iman that is in their heart. And these actions are iman, and they are a part of your iman. And these actions, they have a very powerful effect upon you. From the actions that have a very, very powerful effect upon you, and we alluded to this in the first part of the khutbah, is the action of having a strong relationship with the Quran, and being a person who has a portion of the Quran that they read every single day, and being a person who is making an effort to memorize and making an effort to understand the Quran, to study the Quran, and ultimately to implement the Quran. Because all of that memorization and recitation and study, the purpose of it is for you to put it into practice. And when you have this tadabbur, this thinking and reflection, there is no doubt that it has a profound effect upon your heart. And it really changes you inside and outside. From the things that a person needs to do is to strive against themselves. What the scholars of Islam, they call mujahadatun nafs, fighting against yourself. You see in yourself certain bad habits, certain traits. Maybe it's the issue of getting up for Fajr. Maybe it's the issue of being in the masjid on time. Maybe it's an issue related to something else. And you're finding it hard. And you fight against yourself. And you struggle against yourself. And maybe you don't do it the first time or the second time or the third time. But you keep on trying again and again and again. This effort of trying against yourself and struggling against yourself is one of the things that has a profound effect upon your heart. And you will see the difference in yourself when you start to struggle against yourself. And struggling against yourself, this is a personal thing. Nobody else can do this for you. Because nobody else knows what is the problem in your own personal life that you need to fight against and you need to overcome it. But even just the struggle and the fight of trying to overcome it each time, it has a profound effect upon your heart. And from the things which has a profound effect, or from the things which have a profound effect upon a person's heart, is seeking beneficial knowledge. And this is something which changes a person completely. And it changes you on the inside and the outside. And it has a huge effect upon renewing the iman that is in your heart. And that is that you make time to give, to learn the details of your religion. Not just to be someone who comes for the Jumu'ah prayer and listens to the Khatib and goes home and then doesn't have a connection with Islam until the next Jumu'ah. But to be a person who is trying to learn more and more about this religion. Every hadith that you learn, every ayah that you learn, every single point of fiqh or every point relating to the religion that you learn, it will have a major effect upon you and upon your heart if you do it sincerely. And in this you do your very, very best to try to practice it. And from the things which will make a huge difference to a person is to help others and to try to make this journey a collective journey, not just you looking out for yourself and you're looking out for your learning the religion and you're striving against yourself and you're trying to build your relationship with the Quran, but you're actually trying to share this with other people and help other people. Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِي. Allah will help you to the extent that you help your brother. So when you're looking out for other people and you're trying to help those people, it's going to help you. Allah's help is going to come to you. And you're going to see that change in yourself and in your heart, and you're going to feel that renewal of the iman. That iman being renewed within your heart. So the conclusion that we wanted to share with everyone today is that we feel our iman go up and down. We realize that the daily life that we go through, it has an effect upon our heart, and our iman wears out like our clothing wears out. Just like if you wore the same clothing every day, it would not be long before that clothing was worn and old. So your iman becomes like that. Turn to Allah in repentance. Ask Allah to renew the iman that is in your heart. Take care of the actions which will have an effect upon you and upon your heart, like striving against yourself and turning to Allah in repentance and seeking beneficial knowledge and having a strong relationship with the Quran and helping other people. And these are just examples. But honestly, the more we commit ourselves to learning our religion properly, the more we will be able to manage these different fluctuations in iman that happen throughout the year. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم فقال قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظاهرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة